So start the story over for me. It's Saturday, December 30th, and you're just out doing your normal
I was actually at home.
Right? Oh, you were at home. Okay.
And I forgot to get tickets, and I knew I was running out of time. So I got my clothes on and hurried to Casey's. And when I got to Casey's, we ran it three or four times, and it said online, but it wouldn't take to purchase a ticket.
Oh, the terminal wasn't working.
Yeah,
okay.
It wasn't working, so the gal finally said, you know, I can't do anything. You'll have to go somewhere else.
So you knew you were really almost out of time.
I thought, what the heck? And so I knew, I always, if it's over 100 million, I always play it.
Can I take this?
So,
yeah.
So I ran to Come and Go then and got in there just in time. And I thought, well, tonight's the night. There's some reason they didn't give me to him at Casey's. So I just said, give me, you know, $40 in easy picks. And then I took, had money left. I said, give me these and with power play. And so I put them on, dashed my truck and went home. And I almost didn't go. It was freezing out. And I thought, well, better get your clothes on and go get them.
So for a little while, that ticket was on the dashboard of the truck.
It was in my truck overnight. And then when our friend called us in town and said, hey, somebody hit a ticket in Colfax, that's when I told Kathy, well, I think I hit it. And I went out there, and I'll be darned if it wasn't the number. So.
Now, it was it your easy pick that won?
Easy pick.
Okay.
Won it, yeah.
Okay. And so why did you think immediately, I think it was me?
In 2010, we had a flood. And we lost almost all of everything we had in the flood. And ever since, from our Dickerson Mechanical business. And ever since then, I told all my friends, I'm going to hit the lotto. I don't know when I'm going to do it, but you just better believe me, I'm going to hit it. And so I just always assumed I was going to hit it. And I told her, well, I know I got the number. So I went out there and all we darn it wasn't five numbers.
Why did you think that?
I just thought that you have to have luck in life. We were really almost going to have to go broke, and we sat up in bed one night and said, we're not going to do this to people. We wouldn't like it if somebody done that to us, and we're going to fight through it. And our son was wanting to get in the business with us, and so we fought through it, and our banker started working with us, and we are all actually doing awesome. So we're going to make it through it. And we have zero retirement because it took everything, and so we've been worried sick what we're going to do to retire sometime because it just took it all, you know. And so we went to the CPA and to the banker, and we talked to him yesterday, and they said, you have some shimmering light now.
You're in a much better position
now. We're better this week, way better this week than we were last week.
So ever since 2010, you've just been telling people, like, I'm going to win the lotto.
I just assume I would hit the big one because I'm kind of lucky about them things. But I'm okay. I mean,
$1 million is not bad.
No, so I'm tickled.
The Lord's been taking care of us good.
And so.
And the name of your business is Dickerson Mechanical,
yep.
But you do plumbing, is that correct?
We do plumbing, heating, and electrical.
Okay.
Yep.
I was trying to figure out what the mechanical
plumbing,
part was. Okay.
And electrical.
Have you kept it on the lowdown?
Does anybody know? We told some people on the way. We have one set of really good friends, and I didn't want them to think I betrayed them, so I called them on the way, and I called our parents, and we told them and our two daughters. We have a daughter in L.A. and a daughter in Nashville, so we told the kids all know now.
That was in the last half hour.
That was the last, just the last little while.
Okay, and the question always is, did they believe you?
No.
And people always say that.
The daughter in L.A. said, okay, call me back later when you want to joke with me. She still doesn't believe it.
You can take a picture and send it to her and be like, we're at the lottery.
My daughter in Tennessee believed it.
Yeah, she did believe it.
They're really happy for it.
She sees it online, she'll believe it.
She said, oh, you're paying off my house.
Yeah. And you said, wait.
They just bought a house.
Nice.
Yep.
Tell the payback or the pay down on the Powerball from Losey. You mentioned something a little bit ago. Go through that story.
So we knew Losey's before
that.
Yeah. So we stayed. So after the flood, Brian called me, and we just knew him through church acquaintance, and he said, I want you to do everything at my house. Well, we probably would have went broke if it wasn't for Losey's. And so they started in, and he just kept giving us more and more. He even actually had us run the water line from Bondurant to his house, which wasn't in our scope of work, and he said, but it is now. And so Brian and Mary have been really gracious to us, and they don't like you to thank him for that because we've tried to say we really, really appreciate it. We might not have made it. Well, they're just not like that. And so he I had asked him why he picked me. He said, well, you had tough luck. And I have the opportunity to keep it here local. And I, so we followed through with everything on them till today. We still do stuff today for them.
So are you going to, you obviously have to tell them.
She wanted me to call Brian right away. And I said, he freaking has more money than, this is only $1 million. He doesn't care about that $1 million. But he, they will. Because
they will
Mary
appreciate
told,
the luck.
Mary took me into their living room and she said, George, you think you're going to win the lottery? You're never going to win it because you know me. And I said, well, I just think I'll hit it someday. So I'm anxious to call her and say, well, at least I hit the million.
You know, one of the things that the Losis have talked a lot about with us, but with other people too, is just they feel a great responsibility to do good with the money because they know it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing and they felt like they wanted to be respectful of the money but just do good things with it. It sounds like you're that same kind of same kind of person.
We've always tried to give away everything that we can give away to help people, and that's how I think you get blessed back.
I mean, we've always talked about if we won the lottery, we were going to build a new gymnasium for the school and stuff because Colfax really needs a new gymnasium and practice gym, and we've got all these other ideas, kind of like Losi's too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can do that with $1 million,
no.
But you
this
can,
is a whole different,
you can make
difference,
difference
right
in your community.
You're building your base.
We're building a base.
Thankful,
yeah.
But
we're very
yeah, we've been talking about if that was us, this is what we want to do. So.
And do you tell people how old you are?
How old am I? 57?
Do that same thing. You're 57. Okay. And you're you live in Colfax.
We live in Colfax.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you said you had the flood, I'm like, I assume you're still in Colfax, that you haven't moved out.
No, we've been very thankful. It took our old building and we built it up 5 feet.
Got SBA disaster loans, two of them, to pay back the business, and then we have rental properties. And so and the rental prop, the rental business that we own owns the building. So we raised the ground up 5 feet and put a whole new building up in the same spot that the old one was.
Just higher.
So we decided we didn't want to leave Colfax. We had a chance to go to Altoona or other places wanted us to move there, but we decided to stick it out there, and it's a nice little community. It really is.
It was Sunday then that one of your friends called and said, hey, somebody in Colfax
won.
Yeah,
FYI, somebody in Colfax.
So you went out to your truck right away.
I went to the truck.
And so then what have you been doing? So that was just past Sunday, right?
Past
so
Sunday.
Now it's Friday, so you were checking with a financial advisor.
Yeah, we just wanted to make...
check with our accountant first. And then yesterday we went and met with our banker.
Did George come in and tell you?
He was sitting at the kitchen counter and he said, I think I won. I'm like, no, you didn't. No, I think I won. I'm like, no, you didn't. You know, quit messing with me. He said it again, so I finally walked around the counter to see what he was looking at. I said, okay, let's look it up on the... or you were looking it up. And I looked at it and I'm like, okay, you read him to me. So he read him to me and I'm like, yep, looks like you won.
So then you believed him after you saw it.
I gave him a big hug and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then we're like, but we can't tell anybody.
That's the tough part.
No, you do want to keep it quiet till you can get everything figured out.
You've got to wrap your own head around this first before you are ready for all the questions and everything that's going to bombard you.